Day two, Tuesday, Wednesday practice. Oh my gosh, great intensity, great attitude. Love the last two practices we've had, finishing up with the team against each other. It's been intense. They've been getting after it. They've been chirpy. They've been, and I think we went through, we talked about some of the trap games with UTSA being all the finals we had, all the injuries we've had the last couple weeks, and with everybody kind of getting back on the field and us getting healthy again, the attitude, it looks like they got their legs under them again. I think they're really excited to have the opportunity to get back into conference play. We've had two great work days, and now we just got to, I hope we can, the two work days we've put together is going to result in the way we play. But now we just got to polish some things up and clean some things up mentally and get ready to play the game. But I really like the attitude and the way they're working right now.
Coming into getting jumped back into conference, what are your, I know you obviously wanted them to play hard and with passion and everything, but what are your like realistic expectations coming off that loss and jumping back into conference knowing that you have five games left?
Right now it's kind of just a 1-0 mentality. How will we play? From all indications, if the way you practice is the way you play, I think we'll play a good football game. I think we're playing a good football team. How good, what do I expect? I expect them to play like they've gone to practice the last couple of days. I expect them to go play with that same energy, that same passion. Some of the plays they're making on the field on both sides of the ball, the way they're flying around, they're communicating, they're talking to each other. It's loud, it's vocal. I just really like that, and that's what my expectations are for Saturday, that we go out and put our best foot forward, and we'll find out if it's good enough. We're playing a good football team, but my expectations right now is to play it one game at a time and put our best foot forward. We've been through seven games. We no longer have the true freshmen. That we're not like at Western Kentucky where all of a sudden you've got O'Shea Dugas is starting his first game, and it's not like when Marcus Gaines had to start his first week or when Jalen Ferguson had to start his first game. And a lot of these guys have gotten experience and gotten work, and I said this earlier in the week, I like the depth that's being developed on this football team, and I think it's all starting to come together at the right time. Hopefully we can put it all together for Saturday as well.
Monday, Nick said it's going to be crunch time with five games left. What's and you got a few big ones, not just this week, but you know, Rice coming up, Southern Miss. What's the significance of these next couple weeks for you, knowing that you can't really afford to slip up?
Well, and this is where, I mean, you know, and I don't know, I guess everybody that's in a conference championship race right now is in that same boat. You know, I mean, right now you're in the driver's seat. Nobody wants to give it away. You know, it's not like we're in crunch time because, oh my gosh, we have to win every game from, you know what I mean, from here out to do what we won. I think to get in a conference race, I mean, you got to win down the stretch, and that's what we're trying to do right now. There's some teams right now that are fighting for a conference championship, and there's some teams right now just sitting here talking about, you know, trying to put together or finish the season that don't have a lot of hopes or ambitions or drives that may be in the lower half of the leagues. Right now we have something to play for, and I think this team understands this is a big game because it's a conference game, but I also think that this game's big, but if you win it, the next game's even bigger, and you win it, the next one's going to be even bigger, and you win it, the next one's even, every game that you win, it takes a little bit more significance as you get closer to the edge, but closer to the end, but that's part of the conference race, and I'm glad we're in it. It's fun this time of year. There's some people that aren't playing for a whole lot right now, and that's exciting when in late October, November, you can play for something.
Talking to KD, sounds like he wasn't really able to do too much the past couple days. What was he able to do anything, like limited or?
Today he looked great. I mean, he went out there from warming up in the game, you know, the excitement and warming up and the way he was pushing it on Saturday. He swole up a little bit on Sunday. This is a two steps forward, one step back, and swole up a little bit on Sunday. Monday we had off. He treated it. Came out there, was a little bit limited on Tuesday, went out there today and flew around. I mean, went inside run, you know what I mean? And he looks good. I mean, he'll definitely play. He'll definitely play from what I saw today.
I think I asked you this last week, or I can't remember, but, and you told me last Monday, I think it was, again, that was before you practiced, but you said that you thought he'd be either a full go or close to a full go.
Right.
Do you still think that now that you've had 2 days to
no,
see
I
him?
No, I think he's playing.
Yeah, but I mean, like, how close to the KD will we see, you think?
I don't know. He looked pretty good today. I mean, no, he may swell up tomorrow, you know what I mean? But he looked pretty good today out there running around. I mean, I would put him at a 90%. I mean, I'm only saying that I'm sure he's not fully healthy at this point, and he understands that you can't sit on the sidelines and wait until you're 100% and then go, okay, I'm ready to try. Because when you start to push it, it'll swell a little, and then we're going to have to pull back and get the swelling out of it, and then he'll feel good again. And right now, I like what I see. But I think he felt better Sunday than he's felt, you know, the entire time, even with a little bit of the swelling. And so I think he's getting better and better. I feel comfortable in saying he'll play.
What about this? You think Carlos will wind up going?
Carlos will play.
I know that Connor got some reps last week. What's his role with the emergence of Cam McKnight?
I mean, as he gets healthier and healthier, then he'll start to split some of that time with Cam. And he got about 8 plays last week. It's still a little bit limited, but we've got to, same thing, kind of push forward and then see. He didn't have any swelling, didn't have a setback, had a good couple days. But I think you'll start to see he played 8 plays last week. Maybe he'll play 20 this week, and I think it'll get to the point where those two are splitting reps again. And I think Cam has earned that, and so do I think Connor has too, as he was a starter before, you know, before he went down with this ankle in the opening game of the year, I believe it was.
So it sounds like pretty much everyone will be close to being back, with probably the exception of Kirby.
Yeah, I feel pretty – yeah, I mean, right now, that's what I said. It's
And that hasn't happened, so.
We have not had all – you know what I mean? All 5 of those starting skill guys play yet this year together. I mean, when you talk about Paul has looked great the last couple days. Paul, he's normally got a class on Tuesday, Thursday, so he doesn't practice, so it's really been hard for him. But class was canceled yesterday. He practiced Tuesday. He practiced today. Looked great. Made a bunch of plays out there today. I think he'll be fine. I think Carlos practiced today. He'll be fine. Kenneth looks like he will definitely play this weekend. So I said we have not had Paul, Carlos, Trent, Connor, and Kenneth play in a game yet. We've gone through 7 games. So it looks like they're all getting healthy at the right time. And you know, while they were sitting out, it starts to create a little bit more depth because Cameron McKnight got great experience. Marlon Watts has got great experience. Marcus Gaines has got great experience. Deshaun Oliver has played. Sanford C has gotten the game and played. And all of a sudden you're starting to see, hopefully, what this offense could be when we were looking at it at the beginning of fall camp.
Going back to Monday, you talked about Brent Stockstill, and I believe you used the term from diapers. You have any interesting stories about him along the way from you knowing him?
He was a great baseball player. He was a great baseball player growing up. And at this point, I wish he would have played baseball, because then I wouldn't be having to go against him on Saturday, because I think he's a really good quarterback. I mean, we had him in camp. We recruited him when we were at South Florida. I think he's a very talented player. He's a great young man. But I know my boys, I mean, I know are excited to have the opportunity to see him this week, because they all grew up together when we were together there. And so I have great respect for the Stockstill family, but no really funny stories other than the fact that I wish he was playing baseball.
did you ever imagine, like, when you saw him in camp or growing up or anything, like, man, I hope if he doesn't come play for me, I hope that I don't have to play against him?
Well, yeah, I don't want to play against him. I mean, I know, because I think he's a good quarterback, and I think he's right where he needs to be. I know he went through a lot. Does he go and have the opportunity to play for his dad, or does he go someplace else? And I know the type of family man Rick Stockstill is, and I know the enjoyment and joy that both Brent and Rick are getting and having the opportunity to work together every single day and be out there on the field. Brent will be a coach one day. He will be in this profession. He's got the mind for it, the makeup for it. I think he's going to be really good at it. And I didn't get to recruit him because he went to go play for his dad, or I didn't get to sign him because he went to go play for his dad. But hopefully I'll get to hire him one day.
To that end, the next 2 weeks is kind of almost kind of fun for you. You're going up against probably 2 of your better friends in the industry, and Stockstill and David Bailiff. And does that make it kind of, it doesn't have an impact on the game so much, but kind of off the field, make it kind of special for you going in the next 2 weeks?
You know, it makes it harder. I mean, somebody's got to lose. I don't want it to be me. You know what I mean? I don't want it to be me. But at the same time, I have great respect for both those guys. And these 2 games, you look at the records and what these guys have done and what they're capable of doing. These are going to be 2 really difficult games in the conference that we have to play. And, you know, at the beginning, we thought our crossover games, we did not think Middle would be part of it. But then the schedules all changed right before they came out, and all of a sudden Middle was our crossover game. And it was like, want to play them. I mean, they're good. Brick is one of, like I said, one of my better friends, and then David in the same boat. But David and I have had some fun with it, just like Rick and I will, and playing each other. But the friendship, it will certainly last through the competitive nature that we both have to get into for about 3 hours on Saturday.
All right.